Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock and 49 degrees at WDRC Hartford. I'm Liz Walker, WDRC News. Some 25,000 protesters are expected to turn out Monday for a traditional Easter peace march in Mutlangen, West Germany, where NATO is deploying Pershing 2 nuclear missiles. Today, about three dozen anti-missile protesters cut through a barbed wire fence and infiltrated the U.S. base there. They were dragged away by police. Meanwhile, police still surround the Libyan embassy in London while negotiators try to end the siege there. But Britain's Home Secretary says the talks are going painfully slowly and says last night's bombing at London's Heathrow Airport added to the tension. 25 people were hurt in that explosion, and police still aren't sure who's responsible. Here at home, 3rd District Congressman Bruce Morrison is urging Governor O'Neill and state lawmakers to resist any backsliding from an earlier commitment to remove the tolls from I-95. Morrison made the call this morning at a press conference held at the West Haven Toll Plaza.